Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. So something interesting happened a couple of weeks ago. Olivia got sick. She feels much better now. Tell everyone what happened.
I was having a play date at my friend's house, and I got a really bad headache.
So, Mommy rushed on over to your friend's house to pick you up and bring you home. And then what happened?
I was laying in bed trying to feel better, but it got worse, and then I threw up.
You did, and that's okay. It happens to all of us, and it's totally normal. It also gave us the idea for this week's episode.
This week, we are getting curious about throwing up.
We are. So you're not going to believe this. There is a food that lots of people eat that smells a lot like throw up. In fact, a study was done years ago that proves that people can't tell the difference between the smell of this popular food and throw up.
The question of the week is, what kind of food smells like throw up?
Gross. So let me start by saying this. Vomiting feels yucky, but it's a great thing your body is doing to protect you.
Kids usually throw up if they have a virus, but lots of times after you throw up, you start feeling much better.
There are lots of reasons kids can throw up, but a virus is on top of the list. It's also possible that your body is trying to get rid of something you ate that wasn't right. Throwing up is not pleasant, but when it happens to me, I usually feel a sense of relief afterwards because I know that I will probably start feeling a lot better soon.
If you throw up, make sure you don't get dehydrated.
That is really important. When you vomit, you are losing a lot of the food and nutrients you recently put in your body. You should replace that with water, or preferably even a drink with electrolytes, like Pedialyte, so you don't get dehydrated.
Drinking water is especially important if you have diarrhea.
Absolutely. Oftentimes, vomiting is accompanied by diarrhea. And if it is, you are even more likely to develop dehydration. So drink up.
What happens in your body when you throw up?
Lots of things. It's almost like a little dance your body does when there is something in there it wants to get rid of.
First, there's a signal that goes to your brain to tell you when you're going to throw up.
Then, your mouth makes extra saliva. This protects it from the acidic vomit that is about to enter.
Then you take a deep breath so your vomit doesn't get into your lungs.
Right, and next, your diaphragm contracts, which squeezes the stomach.
After that, the glottis closes, which covers the trachea.
That happens to make sure none of the vomit gets into your trachea, which is your breathing tube.
Your heart also beats faster and you start sweating.
That's a whole lot of things that are happening all at once, and each one of those things is really important in making sure you are able to get rid of whatever is making you sick safely.
Sometimes you also need to see a doctor when you throw up.
You're right. For example, if you've been throwing up for more than a day, if you have a high fever, or if you are dehydrated, you should see a doctor. Vomiting doesn't always mean a doctor's visit is necessary, but we urge you to be cautious and get it checked out if you're vomiting. Okay, how about we get to the question of the week? Which food smells like throw up?
Parmesan cheese smells like throw up.
It does. In fact, there is something called butyric acid that is in both Parmesan cheese and vomit, and that's what causes the two things to smell the same. There was an experiment done on the sense of smell years ago, and the scientist did something tricky. He asked the people in the experiment to smell a bunch of different things and tell him how they felt. One of the things he had them smell was Parmesan cheese. But he told half of the people that they were smelling Parmesan cheese, and he told the other half that they were smelling vomit. The people were blindfolded, so they couldn't see what they were smelling. What do you think the people said when he told them it was Parmesan cheese they were smelling?
They told him that it smelled yummy.
And how about the people that thought they were smelling throw up? What do you think they thought?
They said it smelled disgusting.
That's exactly right. That's how much they smell the same, though. I'll never think about Parmesan cheese the same way again. So that does it for our episode on vomiting.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on vomiting.
Great job, Olivia. We are just 2 weeks away from our trivia contest. You need to find us on social media to see Olivia show off the amazing prizes. If you are not following us on social media, I feel bad for you. You are missing out. You need to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You won't regret it. Send us an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you think of the podcast. Tell us which episode is your favorite. Tell us what we should get curious about. Tell us your dog's name. Tell us anything. We're not picky. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.